Does the FCC chairman want Congress to take over net neutrality? Yes. Or no?
The tension for Congress is always whether to make legislative rules very specific, in which case they might become outmoded, or to be more general and allow more flexibility. But in that case, you might have more room for interpretation and less certainty.
From American Public Media, I'm Molly Wood, the new host of Marketplace Tech. The debate about net neutrality has been raging for over a decade. The central question, how much regulation should there be on how providers of internet service deliver the stuff we consume online? And what rules are there to make sure they don't block or slow down or charge more to deliver some of that stuff? Deciding this balance has been the job of the FCC. That's the agency in charge of regulating internet traffic. And lately, the rules seem to change according to whoever's in charge and their political leanings. Ajit Pai is the new commissioner of the FCC, and he's an old school, no regulations, free market kind of Republican. I spoke to him recently at his office in Washington. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
And for hosting us in the office with the big Reese's mug that we've all seen on Twitter.
Indeed, yes. Coffee is one of my mainstays and second cup of the day, so you're in luck.
I know that this is not a policy question, but how do you keep your coffee warm in that giant mug?
So I'm very unusual in that I actually don't mind if coffee is lukewarm or even cold. And so I know that most people find that anathema, but to me at least, it's sort of a process, sort of letting the coffee breathe as you would a good wine and just seeing how it evolves over the course of the day. But I recognize I might be more of an outlier.
You know, it would be worse if you said you microwaved it. That would be unacceptable.
Oh, yeah, no, that's just not me. It's a bunch of milk and a bunch of sugar and then just let the temperature go where it will. So,
all right. Same cup all day long. Okay, let's talk about work.
Sure.
I have to ask you a little bit about net neutrality.
But
what I want to ask is, you know, like I said, you're my third FCC commissioner, third time I've talked about this issue. I think we're starting to see a conversation about whether there should be a legislative solution to this so that it doesn't sort of ping pong back and forth between FCC commissioners. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, a few years ago, after one of the court rulings in 2014, I suggested that, you know, I think Congress would be well positioned to take a hold of this issue and just figure out what the rules of the road are going to be long term. And I think in the past couple of months, we've seen increasingly a desire from all sides of the debate to involve members of Congress. And obviously, if Congress sets the rules in statute, then the FCC, the American public, is duty-bound to follow it. And so we'll see what they do in the time to come.
Do you have any idea what that might look like? Or is that like an even farther off possibility than consensus?
I think it's obviously within Congress's purview. I'm not privy to some of the discussions they're having, but it seems like there is an interest in doing it.
Do you think it'd be better?
In terms of...
Do you think it would be a better long-term solution?
Oh, absolutely. I think that Congress, whenever it speaks, if you look at the Communications Act, it's helpful for Congress to set out that blueprint for the FCC in whatever area it is, because I think then you have some certainty as to what the rules are going to be. And after all, to the extent that Congress reflects the considered judgment of the populace and you know, they're representing the populace, it's important for them, I think, to say what the law is, so to speak. And just to let people know one way or the other, these are the rules. Particularly in an area like technology, which changes so quickly that sometimes I go back and read random provisions of the Communications Act. I know it's pretty boring, but but it's really amazing to see how some provisions of the Act are, I mean, just they must have been very important in that moment of time, but they've been so quickly outpaced by technological developments. And even here at the FCC, some of our rules are on the books for many, many years, and you just wonder why they were first adopted. I remember when I first came on in 2012 as a commissioner, one of the first things I voted on was the repeal of a regulation first imposed by the Telegraph Division in 1936, requiring the hard copy, the maintenance of hard copies of certain money order transfers. And you just wonder, well, gosh, how did this ever come to be? But you know, now if you say telegraph or even the fax machine, I mean, people look at you as if you're from a different era. So,
is that the potential downside, do you think, of a legislative solution? Is that the understanding might not be there or that the rules might not last?
That's always the trade-off with legislation, is that you're capturing a snapshot of the marketplace in a moment in time. And so that snapshot can be yellowed with age. And so the tension for Congress is always whether to make legislative rules very specific, in which case they might become outmoded, or to be more general and allow more flexibility. But in that case, you might have more room for interpretation and less certainty. And so that's sort of the classic legislative problem that the elected officials will have to sort out.
I also asked Ajit Pai about how he's perceived, because if you look online, he seems to be the most hated guy on the internet.
You seem very insulated from the storm. I mean, people are concerned. Like, I think consumers are worried that the FCC's taken a different tone, that there's a really different kind of rhetoric. People are just worried about the future of the internet, right? Setting aside everything else that's going on.
Right.
Do you see that? Do you feel that?
I understand there's some issues that are going to be exceptionally controversial, and that's the way it is under any FCC. But we're going to keep focused on the important missions that we've got here, closing the digital divide, preserving the free and open internet, protecting consumers, promoting public safety. And I think over time, these results will speak for themselves. And I'm confident that some of that controversy will fade into the background.
If you want to hear my entire interview with the chairman, we've got a mostly uncut version at marketplacetech.org in a section that we are calling The Source Code. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.